In this bulletin, Joe Biden says it's time to act on gun laws after the deaths of at least 21 people in a mass shooting. Anthony Albanese heads back to Australia after the Quad Summit. And Australian number one Alex de Minaur out of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyes. President Joe Biden has addressed the nation after the latest mass shooting, saying gun laws must be fixed. The death toll from the shooting at a primary school in the town of Uvalde in South Texas has risen to 21, including 18 children and 3 adults. The gunman has been identified as a local resident and former student at the school, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, who was shot dead by police. The last mass shooting was less than a fortnight ago, when 10 black people were killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. In an emotional address, President Joe Biden says most Americans support common sense gun laws, and it's time for elected officials to stand up to the gun lobby.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone? Have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies. It's time to turn this pain into action. For every parent, for every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act.
His comments came just a few hours after Democratic Senator Chris Murphy made this plea to his colleagues in the Senate.
Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the crime is incomprehensible.
When parents drop their kids off at school, they have every expectation to know that they're going to be able to pick their child up when that school day ends. And there are families who are in mourning right now, and the state of Texas is in mourning with them for the reality that these parents are not going to be able to pick up their children.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is heading back from Tokyo after attending the meeting of the Quad Alliance in his first role as Prime Minister. During the brief visit, Mr. Albanese pledged more foreign aid to Pacific nations, emphasising that Australia would be taking greater action on fighting climate change. Speaking at the airport shortly before departing Tokyo, Mr. Albanese says Australia's new position on climate change was warmly welcomed by the Quad partners.
There are many consistencies in Australia's national security positions, but there are some differences with the former Australian government, particularly when it comes to climate change. And the new government that I lead's position was welcomed by the leaders of the United States, Japan and India, and I look forward to going forward and building those relationships.
With flu rates rising rapidly around the country, health officials are urging people to get their children vaccinated now. New research from the Royal Children's Hospital's National Child Poll reveals only half of all Australian children are likely to be vaccinated against the flu this year. The Royal Children's Hospital's Dr. Anthea Rhodes says young children remain the most vulnerable to the flu.
Prior to the COVID pandemic, the flu was the leading cause of admission to hospital in children under 5. So it is those very young children who are more likely to catch the flu and also more likely to get more serious illness and complications, including things like pneumonia, infections of the heart and infections of the brain in some instances.
Mining company Glencore is to pay about $2.1 billion to settle legal action in the United States, the UK and Brazil over bribery and market manipulation. The US Attorney General Merrick Garland says Glencore paid bribes to officials in 7 different countries. He says Glencore's commodities trading arm engaged in a scheme to manipulate oil prices at 2 of the busiest commercial ports in the US over the course of 8 years. Glencore has agreed to set up an independent compliance monitor for 3 years as part of its legal settlement. In tennis, Australian number one Alex de Minaur has been knocked out of the first round of the French Open by local rising star Hugo Gaston. The 19th seed was beaten by the Olympic youth champion in a four-hour, five-set match at Roland Garros. And now the weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 19. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, a top of 19. Hobart, sunny and 16. Canberra, fog, 16. Wollongong, showers and 19. Sydney, showers and 20. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 20 degrees. Brisbane, showers increasing, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.